Our scripture passage this morning is Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, if you would stand this morning for the reading of God's word. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all the people get ready to cross to the Jordan into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the deserts of Lebanon to the great valley, the Euphrates, and the Hittite country, and to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Maybe you've noticed this past week or so, the temperatures have been a little bit cooler. That we finally are getting at least a little taste of fall, even though maybe this next week we'll experience a little bit of summer again. We're kind of going back and forth in the season of change. It kind of happens every year where kind of the greenness that we've seen over the summer, especially this year with all the rain that we've gotten that have helped the plants grow. And if you mow your lawn, you know you probably had to do that a little bit more this year than the past years, and we're starting to see a bit of change there, where the temperatures, especially at night, are getting a little bit cooler, that as you look around at the trees and the field, things are starting to go to those yellows and ambers and oranges, and the trees, soon enough, will start to drop their leaves and hopefully a long ways out there we'll start getting snow and those signs of winter. But fall is maybe one of my favorite months, and maybe it's one of yours too. And it's always kind of nice to see the changes that happen around us in our world. And as you know, life never really changes or stays the same. It's always changing as well, even though sometimes we hope that we can kind of keep our lives the same as they are right now if we're in one of those good periods of life that you've kind of got adjusted to everything, that you feel like you've kind of got everything under control and life is going well for you right now. In those times, we don't wish for change, but we know that change is going to happen regardless. As much as we try to keep it the same, that things are going to change, because that's just a way of life. Things never really do stay the same. But these seasons of change, they always bring a mix of emotions to you. Sometimes you're excited about those changes, that you're kind of looking forward to something new and different, or maybe you haven't liked the season of life that you're in right now, so you're kind of hoping that, anticipating that the next season of your life has to be better, doesn't it? But can always bring some nervousness as well. You're a little nervous because change means something new and different that maybe you weren't expecting. Maybe what you think is going to happen won't happen, and you kind of think about all these things, and you get a little anxious, a little nervous about change, and it can come with hope, it can come with grief. It's a range of emotions that we can have during these times of change. Right now, as Dave prayed about, my family is in this midst of change, walking through one of those seasons, preparing to move to Ellsworth, Michigan at the end of the month, a chapter of new ministry for me. And after serving here for 6 years, this transition is both joyful, but it also is heavy as well. So we've been packing boxes, a lot of boxes, sorting through books and other things, all that kind of stuff that we've accumulated over the years here. We're sorting through memories, through relationships that we've built here, and the ways that we've kind of grown and had our roots here the last 6 years. And every closet that we clean out, every room that we empty has emotions tied to them, has memories in them. A life that we built here and the people that we've walked alongside of. But at the same time, as we look back, as we're packing, we also look forward and know that God is calling us to a new place, that Ellsworth represents a fresh opportunity to serve Him and His people in that place, new people in a new way. Yet stepping into the unknown means that we're losing a bit of sense of security. Will we adjust well? How will Phoebe do with the move? What will this new church home feel like? It's all those questions that you ask during those new seasons as you look forward to something new. I think this passage from Joshua, I chose it for you all as you're looking at this change, as I'm going away and you're going to be stepping into this new experience, or old experience maybe, of being without a pastor for a time and seeing this change and kind of the anxiousness that might come with that as well, or the uncertainty that I'm sure is there. But I think this past week that as I was preparing this message, that maybe God wanted me to hear this message just as much as He wanted you to hear it as well. That just as the trees in autumn change and as winter will set in and make those trees bare, we will often wonder, will I be okay in those seasons of change, in those times when maybe it looks a bit bare out there to us? Those trees outside, as they change, as they look more bare as we go towards winter, we also know that those same trees in the springtime will sprout back and grow and become full of leaves again, that God has a plan in all of these different seasons of change. It's just preparing for what's next is sometimes difficult to go through. Bodhi, if you want to go to the next slide, this change can unsettle us. We might feel that things are different. We might feel fear and discouragement during these times, that maybe we just got this momentum going and now all of that is stopped for a time. And it has to be kind of what Joshua and the rest of the Israelites were feeling during this time. That even though they knew, and we know the truth, that God is with us always, that big changes, the reality of them, can still unsettle us, even if we know what God is there and that He is with us no matter what, that in the changes of our lives and the uncertainties that we face, it can shake us a bit, make us feel a bit less secure, a bit rooted than maybe we had been. And those winds of transition can kind of shake us back and forth a bit, and we get discouraged maybe. We feel anxious about it. There's this tension for us as Christians in every season of change, that we know that God is there and that He has a plan for us, but yet we don't see that plan all the way through and don't know what it's going to look like. So we go back and forth in between trusting God and having anxiety and worry and discouragement about it. I think this is why Joshua chapter 1 helps us out so much here, and we see God caring for His people through a pretty major transition in their life. So, Bodhi, if you want to go to the next slide. In the first few words of Joshua chapter 1, we know things are about to change. The first sentence there in Joshua chapter 1 says this: "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord." So that's a pretty big change, the death of Moses. He'd been the leader of the Israelites ever since they left Egypt. At least for the last 40 years, he has been the leader that they have looked up to, the leader that went up to the Mount of Sinai, that got the tablets, the Ten Commandments, and brought them down to his people, the one who would lead the people through the wilderness for 40 years. He was the one who would communicate to God for them and tell them God's will. They looked up to him for everything. And now in Joshua chapter 1, it says, after the death of Moses. Their entire sense of security, I'm sure, was shaken with the news that Moses had died. That Moses, the servant of the Lord, the one who had led them, who had spoken to God on their behalf, was gone. Who was going to be the one to carry on? Well, it says, "The Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aid." Joshua had been with Moses for most of that time, being his aide, the one who would help Moses, and he was kind of the second one in command. The Lord went to him and said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross into the Jordan River, into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give them every place that you stepped your foot, just as I promised Abraham." So this is another change, that not only Moses now is gone and they have to deal with that grief and change, that now they're going to transition from being in the desert where they have been for 40 years. They've kind of gotten used to eating the manna and the quail that God had given them, about kind of moving around the desert over these 40 years. I'm sure they kind of had the system of setting their tent up in a new place and then taking it down and moving it. That was just second nature to them at this point. And now God was saying, "I want you to go from this place that you know, that's comfortable, even if it maybe doesn't seem like it. It was what they knew, into this new experience of taking this promised land that God had promised them so long ago, that now this is going to be your place." So they're dealing with two different transitions, leadership transition and also moving their home from the wilderness into the home that God was about to give them. But God underlined something at the end of this that is important for us. That at the end of verse 3, he says, "Just as I promised Moses." So even though they're changing leadership from Moses to Joshua, even though they're transitioning from their home in the wilderness into the promised land, but the promises of God are going to stay the same. That just as God had promised Moses to be with the Israelites and that he would be their God and they would be his people, the the promise that he had given to Moses, that the Israelites were going to receive the promised land that he had given them so long ago before they went to Egypt. They were going to take back that land, that just because he was gone now, that his promises weren't going to change, that they were going to be the same. Because his promises were going to be the same, that gave the Israelites and it gave Joshua the ability to be strong and courageous. Bodhi, if you want to go to the next slide. God's command here in these verses, he says it three different times, in three different cases, that God's command to his people, as they're in the midst of this change, as they get this new leader in Joshua, as they're moving to a new homeland, that God's command to them in this time of transition is to be strong and courageous. Maybe not the first thing we think about when we think about change. But God wants them, commands them to be strong and courageous. It's repeated in verses 6, 7, and 9. God wants to say that courage is not optional for Joshua or the people. But God isn't calling them to muster up this courage from them, their own selves. He's rooting this courage in the promises that he gives to them. He knows that our strength and sheer willpower isn't going to do it in this time of transition. So he gives them the assurance of his presence before he says, be strong and courageous. In verse 5, he gives them this promise. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So God is saying in this time of transition for the people of Israel that just as I was with Moses, I'm still going to be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Because I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you, because I'm always going to be with you, you can be strong and be courageous. Because you're not going alone, you're going with my presence with you. The promise probably reshaped their perspective a bit, that they weren't just stepping into the unknown, because they had remembered that God had parted the ways of the Red Sea, provided manna in the desert, and gave covenants, his word, to the people. So just as God had been with them in those experiences, he would be with them in this new one as well. The second promise that he gives them before when he says, be strong and be courageous the second time, he says, be careful to obey the whole law that my servant Moses gave to you, not turning from the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law on your lips always. So he's saying, be strong and be courageous because I've given you my will for you in the law. If you follow the law of the old covenants, the way that God communicated with his people in the Old Testament, that you can be strong and be courageous because I am with you always. And then the third one there, the last one, he says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Again, he's telling them that he is going to be there with them. Bodhi, if you want to go to the next slide. This promise that God promises to be with us always is echoed throughout Scripture. It's in Deuteronomy before, as God is with his people in the wilderness. It's here in Joshua during this time of major transition for his people that God is going to be with them no matter what. It's there as King David is nearing the end of his life and as he's giving the kingdom over to his son Solomon, the same words are there. Be strong and courageous, for God will be with you all your days. It's even reaffirmed in the New Testament. You can find it everywhere in Scripture, but another major point of transition is with Jesus and his disciples, that they're standing there on the mountain as God is about to ascend into heaven. And he gives his command to his disciples to go out into the nations, baptizing and making disciples in my name. And he says, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. That God never leaves us on our own, but he's always there with us. This thread runs throughout the whole story of redemption from God's people. When they face fear or change, God's presence always remains and stays constant. For us, this means that every season of uncertainty is met with the unshakable knowledge that God is with us, that we do not walk alone. The God who was with Israel is the same God who is with us in Christ Jesus, and now through his Spirit, now and forever. So just like that tree, that we may see those outward changes throughout the seasons, we know that they're rooted in the ground deeply. Those roots keep them there in that place, even though we see the change on the outside. They're still the same on the inside and growing. And just like those trees, we can have roots that are deeply rooted in Christ Jesus. And he is the one to give us our foundation. So even though we change, that foundation will stay the same, that God is always with us. So in this moment of uncertainty, both for myself and for you, the congregation, God gave Joshua and gives us this clear command, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous because I am with you. I will be your God wherever you go. Odie, if you want to go to the next slide. When God told Joshua to be strong and courageous, it wasn't a suggestion to him. It's pretty clear that three times God is calling him to do this. He's emphatically telling him to be strong and courageous. But God's command isn't a burden. It's an invitation to trust in his promises. God calls us to have this courage, not because we naturally possess it, but because he supplies what we lack. Courage is not about ignoring fear or pretending that everything is fine. It's about choosing to trust God in those moments, to know that he is going to be with you no matter where you go. That courage isn't something that we find in ourselves, but it's found in our reliance on God. It's that quiet confidence that we have that no matter what season we're in, the roots that we have in God and in his presence and in those promises that he's given to us in Scripture, that those roots run deeper than our fears. It's the hidden strength that keeps us alive until springtime comes and God brings life back to us. It's the roots of faith that anchor us in God when we face loss, the uncertainty or the fear, that God is with us. Be strong, be courageous, because you know that God is with you. Bodhi, if you want to go to the next slide. Imagine what this might look like in a church, in a community, one that's rooted deeply in God throughout any season of change that might go through it. What if Ebenezer faced this season of transition not with worry about the unknown, but with confidence that God's steady hand is with you? Imagine this congregation, instead of shrinking back, leans forward in faith, trusting that God, the one who has carried us this far, will continue to lead us. Church that's rooted in God's promises, that doesn't get tossed by every change of leadership or circumstances, but it instead sees these transitions as opportunities to grow, to discover new gifts, to use the gifts that God has given you in this congregation to move forward, knowing that the promise that I will be with you wherever you go isn't just for individuals, but it's also for the whole church. That rooted in this truth, we might face change not in fear, but with the bold assurance that God is building his kingdom here. I think it also means that, just as the promise is corporate for the church, it's also specific for each individual, that we're all in these different seasons of change, that as school starts this year, that if you're a student, it may feel a bit unsure about what classes will be like and how your friends are new and different this year. In that time of a new couple stepping into marriage, filled with joy, but also kind of that weight of the new responsibility and all the unknowns that come with that. And as your family constantly kind of adjusts to a new job or your son or daughter goes off to college or whatever that might mean to you, that in every one of those moments, the temptation to feel alone or unprepared is there. But what if instead we lived in the assurance that God is with us through all of it? That he is there as we walk into the classroom for a new school year, that he's there as we walk into marriage with our spouse, that he's there with our child as they go off to college. Imagine the strength and the peace that would come from walking into each new season, not in fear of what might be, but in confidence of the one who always is our God, who is faithful and near. This image of a tree is an image that we find throughout Scripture as well. In Psalm 1, the image of a tree are those who are righteous in Christ Jesus. It says they are planted by streams of water, yielding fruit in its season and never withering. And like that tree, we face different seasons, times of fruitfulness, times of waiting, times of pruning, times of hardship. Outwardly, our life changes. The leaves fall, storms blow, the branches might bend. But that allows the tree to endure is the roots, its foundation. Our strength as God's people does not come from outward circumstances, but by the deep rootedness in him. Seasons of change will come personally in our families, in church, in the world, but yet remain steady because God does not change. His promises, his presence, his love anchors us. And rooted in him, we can withstand every storm and flourish in every season that he gives to us. So Bodhi, if you want to go to the last slide. The big idea here, the main point, because God is with us, we can be strong and courageous in every season of change. What can we do in response to this message? Be strong and courageous. Make sure your roots are in God. I want to end by reading the last verse from our passage this morning. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are the same God, regardless of time or place, that your promises remain the same, that as you promised Joshua and your people, the Israelites, that you would be with them wherever they go. God, we're thankful that as your people here today, you give us those same promises that wherever we go, you will be with us. And God, we pray with that knowledge that you are there, that we might be strong and courageous, that we might live a life for you each day. And throughout these seasons of change, throughout our whole lives, may we be strong and courageous, rooted in you. It's in Christ Jesus' name that we pray.